Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of It's Related. I promise. It's a beautiful day here, and we are so excited to be back and be back in full swing. Consistency is our game because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. I am your host for today. My name is Jules, aka JJ. But you can also find me on my socials as Jules_her on my Instagram. And I also have a podcast called So This Is Love, Shameless Plug, Unshameless Plug. It's related, I promise.
There we go.
Over to my right.
And my name is Sharon, aka Shazo. And you can catch me on Instagram at official Sharon Mashira. And on my right,
I'm Kwon Books, your captain of good vibes. You can catch me on all social platforms as Kwon Books. You know what?
Yes, we do. So, I mean, today we have a very, always interesting episodes. I think all conversations around relationships tend to spark a lot of interest and intrigue from our followers and our listeners. And I think also with us, it's always exciting to talk about relationships and the dysfunction or function within them. And today we'll be talking about cheating, you know, the psychology of cheating. Why does it happen? What really is cheating? Have you ever been cheated on? Did you ever cheat? What did you do when you cheated? Would you want to know if somebody has cheated on you? Or is it something you're like, please don't tell me. Hear no evil, see no evil. Mm. And in the real IRAP style, we like to start our episodes just like catching up and trying to figure out where we're at, how we feeling, how we doing. Did anything spark your interest this week? Sharon, I'm going to start with you because you're giving me the eyeball.
I am. I'm happy to take this first. So what caught my attention was yesterday I saw Gabriel Union release a trailer for, I think it's a two-part docuseries for, basically, she's turning 50. I don't know if you guys follow Gabriel Union, but she does not look a year over, I don't know,
38.
Right, like she looks so young. And I recently turned 30. And I did a sort of video with this amazing, amazing eco lodge called Singita. And I felt so inspired by her documenting her journey to 50. Because what she did is that she flew her entire family. She's married to the Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade or Wayne? What's his name?
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Dwayne Wade. And I always tell my partner that that is my whole past. Like if Dwayne Wade found me in some corner somewhere.
I'm oh sorry, my like, God.
I know. That's
what did you call it? Your what pass?
A hall pass?
Hall pass. Oh, hall okay. Pass. Like in American schools. Like
yeah,
your
exactly.
hall pass.
Like
okay.
Like whatever happens in the hall pass goes.
Hey.
So I just find him so... Wow.
How timely is this conversation of hall pass with this episode?
Right? Oh, yeah. Segue.
Segue.
Yeah, no, so I just... So she you know, flew out her whole family to Africa. And you know how Black Americans and the whole motherland thing. And I just thought it's nice to document. I felt not validated, but I was like, I appreciate that thing of wanting to document your big milestones of birthdays, 30, 50. And I just remember thinking, wow, like I literally did something similar the other day. So it was nice to see someone who I think is such an icon and such a dope woman do the same thing for her 50th birthday. So I'm very excited to watch that. I think it's going to be out on BET, aka in Kenya.
Oh, it's a whole production.
Yeah, it's a whole production with like... her whole family, some famous people as well. But yeah, they all came down to, I think they were in Tanzania, if I'm not wrong. They came to Accra and some few other countries. So yeah, we can watch the whole thing on, I think, BET or Showmax. So that definitely got me thinking, yeah, I like that guys are documenting their big moments.
So like you did when you went to Rwanda
with Singita,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually why it really stood out for me because I was like, oh, I felt compelled to do the same for my 30th. She felt compelled to do the same for her 50th. And I think it's something nice that, you know, if you're doing a nice big round number, document that shit, you know?
I had no idea Grabble Union is 50. I'm actually quite shocked.
Yeah.
I thought maybe like 44 or something.
50.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my thing.
Sheila, anything spark your interest, excite you, trigger you this week? You're like, I have to talk about this one. It's related, I promise.
I've just realized that the English language is never going to accommodate us at all. Every time I hear someone saying petite, in an English conversation, and it's allowed. You can even use it in a sentence in your English class. And the teacher will, Winnie, and I'm just, excuse me, teacher, how is petite not someone who has an appetite? But that's for another day. So I wonder, like, if we could incorporate African languages into the English language. Yeah. Say, for example, the only word that they have accepted from Africa is safari.
Yeah.
And jumbo.
Hakuna matata.
Yeah. And hakuna matata. And they use it like it's normal. Right. But all the time, you're like, I'm having this thing. I forget, you know, when you, I've seen you again. It's like, I've seen you again. Right. That's English. But see, the word is déjà vu. And now it becomes accepted.
Déjà vu. Déjà vu.
Or why don't we rendezvous? You know.
Rendezvous.
And I'm like, why don't we?
Bon,
why can't we partner over there in the corner? Why can't that be part of English? Right. Yeah. So I'm just saying, Africans, first I told you about the Grammys. Now let's just go and make Swahili the language.
Yeah.
Right?
We just need to be loud and
honestly,
proud.
Because I'm just saying, I'm a, you know, like, and this is where, in your mind, you're thinking, Kwambox, you're always saying crazy stuff. Think of it like this. When Africans do it, it's called pidgin.
I think, yeah, pidgin is definitely entering English.
When other Africans do it, they call it slang. But when Europeans do it, right, they call it, je ne comprends pas, you know, and it's in the English language. I'm like, nigga, I'm not going to fucking open a dictionary to find out what the fuck rendezvous is, right? That's not English. Use English. I went, let's meet over there. Why must I say rendezvous?
Rendezvous.
Rendezvous. But I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, it's in my mind, it's like, okay, so when it's in French or Spanish or Italian, right, it's okay. What is this? There's bold, there's, where's the Kenyan?
Yeah.
Where's the Kenyan font?
Our words can't be co-opted into.
Yeah.
Actually, you're right. It's just jumbo.
That's why
safari.
Even ChatGPT, ask it something in Kiswahili.
Just ask it. ChatGPT only.
They don't make this stuff for us, right? Even this language, like, for us, we're just supposed to learn so that we can work for them. Now we are building our own ninis. They're just like, I. But at this point, ask us which words we want to incorporate.
What I have to do, yeah.
Umbwakni. This is a popular Kenyan. You know?
That's what you're suggesting.
Yes. And so, which one would you put? Which one do you put?
Good question.
Mm-hmm. Like something that can be part of the English language or French language. Like, you know, when you're saying, ça va, ninaitwa, Kwambox?
Yeah.
It's engaged so well, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Without saying, that is a different kind of French. No, this is the one in the dictionary.
I can't think of anything.
So take time and think about it.
Yeah. Let us
we
know.
We have so many beautiful things. There are words in African languages that are not in these their languages. Like,
you know what I mean? I feel like ati.
Ati.
Because African,
you come.
So many
see, let me know what time you want to come.
Thank
see
you.
Then.
Thank
see
you.
Then.
That's why I struggle when I go abroad. Let me tell you, I thought I speak English. Because here in Kenya, people call me a babi. But then when I go abroad, I realize I can't even speak proper English because my English is mixed with so much Kiswahili.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was studying abroad, I realized I had to think so much when I was talking because so that I don't mix it with Kiswahili or shame or slang or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I go to my answers, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so happy because now I can just say my own things here and I don't have to explain what C means or you know the way, you know, like, I don't know.
We have
Kenyanisms. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So they call it Kenyanisms. They don't call it Frenchisms
imagine saying a T with a French accent.
I'm just, listen. Do you know we say, when you say petite, do you say it in a Kiswahili accent? When you say
what's this petite
rendezvous?
You keep saying?
When petite is supposed to.
I know, but
it's French.
Petite is not English.
No, I think
how does the English word form a word like petite?
It's French.
It's petite.
On petit peu.
Right? Appetite.
Like when you say that she's a petite girl.
Yes.
That's not English.
That's French.
Small. It's French for small.
What? So this whole time me, I'm here being outraged. I just say Kwambox is just going crazy.
I'm just like, she's really
rendezvous.
Really sensitive.
Rendezvous is French.
I know. Right? Rendezvous, we know. But
rendezvous is it's accepted in the English language.
Right.
Right? And so many others words that you probably use them and you don't know
know.
Not an originally English word.
Yeah.
Right? Even German words, even Austrian words, like they've made it into the English language.
Yeah.
Africans have been goddamn slaves for 400 years. You colonized us another 100 years and you can't even give us the decency. Hakuna Matata. All the words are the ones with the animals. Safari.
Jumbo.
Yeah. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Like, how the fuck you gonna interact with me and not take some of my words? Is that lingo not enough? Is it not versatile enough?
That's so true.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I T C.
Okay.
They can make it.
Well, for me, I had something totally different until you mentioned Gabriel Union.
Oh, uh-huh.
And now I'm just going to spin off from that and not say what I was going to say, because what I was going to say is just basic AF. Recently, the GU, Gabriel Union, did an interview. Mm-hmm. I don't know what platform it was on or who she was interviewing with, but she said in her household she splits everything 50-50. Did you see that?
She does?
You guys didn't see the huge debacle online?
If your husband is an ex-NBA player, I don't know that I'm splitting.
So now there was a lot of conversation around this thing of why, like, Ati, she's a bottom. People were saying so many weird things. No, like, she's a, like, when you're like, okay, you know, like in queer relationships, how they say it's G top bottom. Mm-hmm. So they're saying she's a bottom, a power bottom, something like that.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know, but just like you're the girl, but you're really the one.
Oh, funding.
I'm not funding, controlling, running things or running the show. And or that she's, or that, and then other people were like, how would a whole man like Dwayne Wade allow for his woman to come and split with him 50-50, yet he's obviously more rich than her because of his success. She's also successful by her own right, but then she's trying, now she has to match up. So there was a lot of debate online about that, and also Gabrielle, you know, just being such a, she has to nini. And then yesterday or 2 days ago, I saw Dwayne talk about it on another show, saying, listen, this one time I was on holiday with my wife. Yeah. And so first of all, Gabby Union explains it in the sense of growing up, she saw the person in her home who had money is the one who had power.
Yeah, 100%.
And she hated that dynamic. Mm. And she said she's not going to put herself in such a position.
Okay.
So she's like, by all means, she's going to always try and match up. And then one time Dwayne, actually they were on holiday somewhere, and as he was just talking, he said, yeah, you know, because that's my house, da, da, da. And she said, you will never say that to me ever again. And from that day forward, she stepped up everything, like split down the middle. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, that's their style. I think everyone should have be given. I don't like the people get into opinions about everything nowadays. It's like nowadays with social media, everyone is so opinionated about that little thing. I think everyone should run their relationships the way they want.
They see fit.
But I was just wondering, like, if you are dating. So anyway, for me, Gabriel Union, for me, that sounds like a trauma response.
Yeah.
Rather than take care of, I don't know, it's more like a trauma response, and for me that's a question mark. Like maybe you need to do some healing there. Is it really
and then necessary?
Yeah, and then reevaluate. Yeah, exactly. So for me, I don't think it's necessarily something for her to be proud of and maybe like brag about. Like, yeah, I do 50-50 in this relationship.
But maybe you don't have to.
Yeah.
But like, in her defense, guys, you do know that alphas are not just men. There's alpha women as well. Mm. And for an alpha woman, you also have that level of control. I don't think it's issue of, if she was saying she wants to be the one who takes care of the bills by herself, I would understand. Like, okay, sis, you need to chill. But like, to that conversation, and from all the comments I saw, people were like, first people said she was lying because nobody's paying 50-50 as a babe, and you've got that. But if that's what was going to make you feel comfortable in the relationship, and let's just be real, a lot of people who are taking care of, the man is leading the house, at some point he throws that at you.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hear that.
That's what me, I don't like.
You don't want to hear that? And how are you going to stop yourself from hearing it if you're seated there accepting all the things?
So yeah,
reality, real talk. Like, yeah, I think
so, there's a point there.
If you've had this, and this is something like is a bare minimum for you, it's like for me, right? Because I will say this, I've grown up with guys like these ones that you guys were telling me to, oh, you can't have a platonic relationship. I have so many platonic friends. We've grown up, you know, we played mad, and then now I see you in school. Now you've gone to university. We've started our first job. You got fired, and then we got fired. We could smoke pamoja. You got married, and then now that babe, she was also doing all these things. But now your money is her money in this economy. I expect that babe to step up. She's also working. Put your resources together, especially if you can.
Yeah.
But it's his responsibility to finance. And so at the moment, the money is not there, or you're feeling some type of way. Maybe she's not listening to your instructions. You gotta remind her whose house this is, and to bring that, you know, sanity. And it's a dynamic that works for you and the man. man is okay with it, it's 50-50 here. We make decisions together. And if that's what it takes, genuinely, if you really want to make decisions 50-50, because the reality is that one where someone, one person is providing, yeah, you ain't making decisions 50-50. Mm. Facts.
It's true. I think I just don't appreciate someone holding it over your head, especially if you're in a position where you're unable to match, I don't know, an ex-NBA superstar like lifestyle. I feel like you shouldn't hold that against someone if they can't necessarily match up to that. So like, for instance, if you're the breadwinner and the person you're married to or dating just can't afford the things you can afford, I think that's just bad form to throw things like that, like, oh, it's my house, da, da, da. I don't know. Me personally, I don't like that, and I would hate if that happened to me. If, let's say, you make that comment and I can pull my weight, I don't think I would get that affected. I'd probably be like, see, I'll just go buy another house, or like, it's not gonna rub me the wrong way that much if we're on equal grounds. So I find that a little bit I don't know, but I do agree with the trauma response, because maybe she doesn't even have to do it. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, we don't know their relationship, but like, sometimes
we don't know where they are financially. We don't know fast they are burning through their money. We don't know why she actually stepped up to the 50-50, although she said the thing of, I don't want to ever feel like somebody has a nini over me or whatever. And you know what, I don't want to make a very strong judgment on that, because I'm not married and I haven't been in a situation where I feel like, hey, me, I need to also nini, because I need to also put in the same amount so that this guy didn't talk to me sideways. Maybe when I'm in that situation, I'll be the same. I'll be like, excuse me, I'm educated, and I was even educated where English came from, and you're coming here to tell me my words. Do you have seen my dad's house? Shut up, rubbish, nonsense. I don't know. But the thing is, here's the thing. I just want us to get into the conversation. For me, with Gabrielle Union, she triggers me a little bit, because in her book she was talking about how she used to be a mean girl in Hollywood, and because it was harder for her to get jobs, and she's always being like slighted for lighter skin women when she goes like for auditions, and she built a very, you know, so
tough exterior,
and also she became a mean girl to other girls like in the industry. And me, I've been a target of a mean girl, and I think since getting to that part, everything she says, and like you're like so obsessed with her. I used to adore her until I realized she's you know, these ones who say I used to be a mean girl, I'm just like, that scares me. Does it go away? So I'm like, are you also now being a mean girl to your husband? I don't know. Like, are you
into that pitch of salt?
Yeah, I'm just like, are you also kind of, because you see, it just makes me feel like Dwayne Wade is a bit too lax and laid back, and like, no, we're gonna do things my way. Maybe he wants to provide, but she's like, zee, so that you're, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But at the end of the day, I think this conversation, or that thing brings forth a very important conversation in relationships, which is power and money dynamic.
We should definitely talk about it on a, like, dating up.
For sure.
Yeah.
Dating up, definitely for sure. Or just the role of money in relationships, because it's the number one thing that couples fight about across the board. Whatever your background, whatever your nationality, whatever your economical stature or race, that is scientifically proven. I think discussing money in relationships can be a whole entire podcast on its own. Like, money in relationships.
Episode one.
Season one. So anyways, today's conversation is around infidelity and cheating. And as we're sitting in this beautiful studio at Coffee C, which is at Nine West.
Nine West,
thank you so much for hosting us. We decided to talk about how, or like maybe just to break down cheating. Sharon mentioned earlier something about the psychology of cheating, which I was like, that's an interesting term. And since we have been all watching this show, well, let me speak for me and Sheila. Sharon apparently has not heard of it, or hasn't watched it yet. Season one.
I watched a bit of it.
Okay. So the show is called Young, Famous and African, which is a really, 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 really popular reality show on the continent. I'm very proud. I'm just like, Americans, are you seeing us? Can you see us? I feel really good when I see Africa represented in that way, even though sometimes I'm like,
it's a bit cringe.
No, it's a bit over the top.
Yeah,
but I'm like, that's show them. It's okay. It's okay. Nothing. And I want us to use this conversation of Tubaba also known as Innocent Idibia. He's a Nigerian musician. Am I right, Sheila? Sheila should know everything about that. So Innocent Idibia is part of the show, and he's married to a lady called Annie, and they have, I think, two kids together, if I'm not wrong, maybe three. I might be wrong. They have two kids together, but there's been a lot of scandal on their marriage because Two Baba has had a lot of children outside of his marriage while being married to Annie. Oh, wow. And he has basically embarrassed her time and time again in front of the whole continent. In fact, season one, her storyline was how she's dealing with so much shit from the press and from the public because of sticking with Tubaba despite of his transgressions. I don't know how many kids he has out of wedlock. I think they're like five. How many are they? I don't know.
I think he has eight kids.
In total. But from her alone, he has two. I'll confirm.
No, actually, there were seven kids. And I remember, and all these kids have been had during the marriage.
Even before she had her firstborn. Like, by the time she had her firstborn, he had had like five kids.
Aye, aye, aye.
Four kids, whatever.
They've been together.
Yes, oh, and they've been together. So and I think she was also trying to have a baby or something. I don't know. So what is unfortunate is that she is the one who's getting the short end of everything. Mm. Like, the blogs are like, how can you be so obsessed with somebody that you stay like for this long? It's not him getting the shit online. It's her and how she's, you know, defending her husband and just looking like a fool. And then when she came onto the show, you know, she was a bit like, you know, like you, almost like a pity party. Like, I can't believe this is what I'm going through. He's always cheating on me. And then the next episode, he wants to renew the vows. So we're all like, huh? Was that a script in the show just for the show? Or right. It's genuinely something he wanted to do. And then when we come to season two, it was alleged that he's impregnated another woman. But we don't know if the story is true, because apparently, so the way season two looks is like they're both like, ha ha ha, look at these rumors again, ha 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 ha. So we don't know if that's what they're just playing, because she doesn't want to go through
the backlash.
Yeah, but she's basically begging Africa, please leave my marriage alone, like, stop talking about my marriage. Anyway, for me, I think the shock is just that she's okay. There's a side of her that's coming out in this series that I think is making her less loved publicly. So for example, like in season one, when what's her name, Zari the boss lady,
the Tanzanian, yeah,
when she came into the season, I think she came to the season a few episodes in, and when Two-Face heard Zari is coming, apparently he was so excited, oh my god, is that Zari you're talking to? And it was so embarrassing because Annie is there and all the ladies are like, oh my god, what the
hell. I'm so triggered already.
And then her, she's there telling her friends. I don't know why people are saying that he has a crush on her. She's not even his type, because he doesn't like thick girls. She looks so dumb to me anyways, because first of all, Zari is hot. That's the thing. She is hot. Like, she's hot. And then she has the typical quote-unquote body.
African body.
That African men like, which is really tiny waist and
then a big bum.
Big bum and big hips. So she's kind of shot herself in the foot by exposing those vulnerabilities in her marriage.
Damn.
And people are not being so kind to her. Whereas I feel like people should be more unkind to Tubaba. But Tubaba is not defending his wife. He's just kind of very laid back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sheila, do you have any thoughts on that? Because you've watched it and Sharon hasn't.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much to where you've gotten, we are at the Otuko Pamoja. You know, this girl, she's been made to look like a fool. It could be part of the script. But the question, of course, you're asking is if, you know, does she appreciate being told that her man is cheating? Because it doesn't seem to change her behavior.
Yeah, because she knows. Like, I mean, obviously she knows. Like
it doesn't change her behavior. Every single time.
What is she getting from him? Is he the breadwinner?
I think he might be the breadwinner, but this is how I look at Annie. To me, Annie looks like her whole life and her entire identity is Tubaba, even though she talks about him. In fact, there's an interview where I had him saying that he finds it weird, although sometimes he speaks, it doesn't mean, I feel like he speaks, his English is not coming out how he wants it to come out, so he shoots himself, you know what I mean? Like, he'll say something like this. There's an episode in this season where he said, men, we are wired to have more than one woman. And she's sitting right there in the heat of everything. And she asked,
what?
Do you mean men in general or do you mean you? He said, this is what I think. But it's like he's trying to say, maybe he doesn't know how to express himself the way he really means to. Who knows? If we're maybe also making excuses for him. But I even forget my train of thought in terms of being told people are not what was the question? Like, would you want to be told if your person has cheated on you? Because for somebody like her,
it does nothing.
Yeah, I was saying her identity, yes. So her identity is so much tubaba, you know? And her, it's just my husband and my kids. I don't see how she has an identity outside of him. Okay. That is why she's holding on to it. But it's like year after year, it's public humiliation.
That's the part I'm just like what would he need to do for her to just be like, hey, here, now you've crossed the line? Because it sounds like he's crossed the conventional line that all of us would just, most women would be like, or most partners would be like,
especially publicly and public humiliation. I think I want us to actually start by maybe we can define infidelity. These are conversation around infidelity and whether you'd want to know if your partner has cheated on you. Maybe I want us to start by defining what infidelity means for you. Infidelity meaning cheating. There's physical, emotional. Nowadays I hear there's even financial infidelity.
Yes. You know,
taking loans under people's names and things like that.
And not disclosing.
Yeah, what would you define as cheating? What would you say, you have cheated on me?
So I think emotional cheating for me looks like you are leaning on someone emotionally, and it's like covert. For me, it's the secrecy. Because like you can be leaning on someone, like, I don't know, like let's say my partner leans on Jules because maybe there's something you guys specifically are going through.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a way when you start keeping it secret or covert, like, what are you hiding from me? And so I feel like that would make me feel like I'm being cheated on, because if it's not happening in the open, then maybe there's an element of, are you having other thoughts about Julia that are beyond this platonic whatever? So there's an element of secrecy that definitely makes me judge that situation as infidelity.
Yeah.
So if it's happening chinyamaji.
Actually, that's true. I've never thought about it like that, the secret bit.
Yeah, because for me, there needs to be an element of secrecy. Because there's a way someone can be so close with someone. Like for me, I don't believe in my boyfriend having a female best friend because of these very issues. Like, I just find that CM, your best friend, why do you need another one?
Or get a man.
Or get a man.
Why do you need a babe to be your best friend?
Exactly.
What are you getting discussing? Like, I bring for you. Stop. No.
And let's say if you do have a close female friend, but you know, let her friendship with me, like, you have a friendship with her that is open. Yeah. Let me also be involved. Let me know when you're going to have dinner with her. Like, it shouldn't be something you tell me in hindsight, like, oh, you know, last Wednesday, me and Jerry had lunch. I'm like, okay.
First of all,
so
you're not going to do intimate lunches with your best friend.
Yeah, or why didn't
you come and eat in my house where I can see?
Why didn't you?
You guys.
You can have lunch. No, for me, tell me before. Like, I don't want to find out in hindsight, because there's an element of secrecy there.
Yeah.
Because, like, if why are you telling me after the fact? So do I have a say in you and her having lunch? So that's emotional infidelity. Physical infidelity for me is touching inappropriately. But no, what is inappropriate? Like, I think in the ways that you touch me, I don't need you touching anybody else like that. So whether it's even a polite, I don't know,
hand on the lower back kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive to shit like that. Oh my, I don't give a fuck how crazy you think I am. We're not doing that. I'm even getting triggered thinking about that, because I don't like that. Like, I feel like it sends so many messages to the person being held on her lower back. And it's disrespectful to me. Like, I'm not touching some nigga's lower back or lower abs or whatever the equivalent is. Like, why should we do that? So I just feel like, for me, those things are really weighing on infidelity, because I don't think you should be in another woman's personal space like that.
Okay.
For me. I know it's a bit of a stretch, but
yeah.
And of course, sex and all those other things.
Yeah, I mean, those are the obvious.
Yeah, those are obvious.
Penetration, kissing. Yes. Is kissing cheating?
Babe, that goes without saying. In fact, we're mentioning the things that might not be so obvious to, or might not be conventional to other women, but to me, it goes as far as, like, I don't need you even just scraping Kombox's neck because, I don't know, there was a cockroach on her neck.
What the fuck?
What?
Even I don't that?
Like, no, tell her. Babe, there's something on your neck.
Guy, okay, that's extreme. I was with Sharon up until
the cockroach. The cockroach
I just neck. Feel like
this there's a cockroach on my neck and your boyfriend is next to me.
He's the one removing
in fact, if Sharon. The cockroach bites and me, if you are sucking the blood out of
and
me.
If you, yeah. And if you dare come and tell him that he's cheated with me, I'll tell you're mad. You're crazy and you need help.
Sorry, maybe those are mine.
No, for real. Like, if there's a dude on me, he can't.
Of course, I do this. Oh. I'm exaggerating. But I just mean, like, there should be a very
clear,
like, nah, like, don't touch personal space. Let me put it as personal space. Don't be up in other women's personal space and send them the wrong signals. And I just feel like that's very self explanatory.
All right, Sheila, how flexible or inflexible are you around the definition of infidelity?
To
be honest, I'm not too far from Sharon.
The cockroach.
But this is because I've been a cheater, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they say cheaters are very sensitive to cheating, right?
Is that so?
So if you see someone who's just always like, you know, why are you cheating with me? Chances are they are cheating.
Mm.
Mm. Someone is constantly asking you about, you know, why. Either they've been triggered by cheating or
they know who are going.
They're somasoming your moves or they're suspecting themselves. So every time they're just like, wait, why are you? It's what they're doing.
Where are you?
It's what they're doing.
Yeah,
but guys, I just always remind you that this is a past thing, right? I've been there, done that. But my bare minimums, like if we are dating, the things that you mentioned, the physical, of course, like right? Our lips can't touch. Go and do fucking mouth to mouth over there, away from me. But emotional.
Yes,
I'm very big on that.
Same.
Like for me, in fact, can I even now put a spanner in the works?
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, by the time I'm cheating on you have emotionally cheated on me.
I get that.
So
I still get that.
I have checked.
Yeah.
Out.
I so get
like
that.
I'm out. And you see, especially with the emotional part, people don't like to acknowledge. Mm. They want to like you're like
they'll gaslight you. Like
exactly.
Gaslight
you. Once you gaslight me,
it's a rub.
I am going to fix myself.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, emotional cheating is so hard to point out.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, listen to me and listen to me good. I'm talking to myself at that point.
Before even you go further, I will let us actually describe emotional
for
cheating.
Because
you know, we're assuming.
So
because, what is emotional infidelity? Actually, maybe I don't know. Just because you're close with somebody or you told somebody a secret, is that emotional cheating? No. What is,
say I'm dating Sharon, right? But, so me and Sharon, we're good. Because we know our dynamic. If from get, she doesn't share with me these things, that's our dynamic. She usually shares with you. I would be like, yeah, I found them like this. So maybe let me reel her in towards me, right? But if we're chilling, we've discussed something, right? And the next thing, or something has happened to Sharon, right? And the first person she wants to offer
is...
Right? Okay, fine. You're not a best friend. You're not even positioned in a way that it's you are in between us, basically.
Yeah.
What she should be telling me, she's telling you, right? That for me leaves me emotionally, you know, because that was supposed to be a point of connection. Where do you connect with your partner? With the things that have happened to you, you know? Babe, I'm thinking about this. But you choose to talk to this person about it. In fact, let me tell you even the worst. The worst. If you're doing this, please stop. Discussing your past with another person who they could be potential love or chemistry, right?
That is
a fucking abomination. Like, let me give you the same example, right? So, me and you and Jules are discussing me and not at she went to work, no, those ones for
those deep ones,
you know, she doesn't understand me the way you do.
That is emotional. And you know, the thing is, niggas will say, but I haven't cheated, and I'm happy we're having this definition, because when people say emotional cheating, we just assume it's just being close, like we
are saying.
And I don't think people who have been cheated on emotionally feel the confidence to declare to their partner that you have been infidelity-ous to me.
What's the word?
You have been unfaithful.
guys,
the name of this
I've just found out infidelity-ous, and I've just found out why they don't add Swahili in English.
Oh, full circle moment.
And you guys are upset about Tumbwakni.
Yes.
You guys, you made me lose my chain of thoughts. Yeah, so
it's hard for somebody who has been cheated on to be able to go and tell their partner, you
are cheating on me. It's, and I want people who have to have the confidence to be able to say, this is
Sharon. It's okay. Pour the water.
That was so funny.
Yeah. Sharon is just pouring herself a glass of water. So, I actually had to Google.
It is difficult for someone.
I'm saying I'm happy that we are defining. You have said what you have said. Mm-hmm. There's something you've said there at the.
These emotions that you're bonding with your person. And you're denying your person. Because you don't only bond on sex and bills.
So that's denying.
We all agree. That's element of. Now you go and you're talking to this other person.
About me.
About
and my iniquities.
And your iniquities.
But I don't want us to focus on you talking to this other person about me. Because people will say, I don't talk about you. I think the core of the thing is the things that we share outside of physical intimacy in this relationship.
Whatever pillow talk.
That you, I think as long as you are sharing things with somebody that are threatening your relationship.
Threatening is the word.
And there is even, and now another layer is secrecy. Meaning that I would not want my wife to know what I discuss with you.
Yes.
Me, I think somebody who can potentially date that person.
Yeah.
Actually, let me just pause there and let me pin that and just see what I'm saying. I think as long as there's that, then that is emotional cheating. Mm. And I think I want people to have the confidence to know that this is grounds to bring up in a relationship and say, this is emotional fidelity. Because people, I don't think, know. Okay, me, I just speak for myself. I wouldn't be bold enough to tell my partner.
You're emotionally cheating based on this.
Like, this is emotional infidelity and it needs to stop. And this can actually cause us to break up. Because they'll be like, what have I done? People say, oh, emotional cheating. Even in your mind, you kind of position it differently than physical cheating.
It's not that bad.
Vocally, you might say, emotional cheating is worse. It's worse. Yeah. But then when you are in this situation, you're there, when you're in equal ground, you would not know how to address it because you don't have something tangible to be like, you had your sexual appendage inside a sexual pathway. Get what I mean?
But let me ask you a question. Isn't cheating subjective, right?
Good.
Because I think for what you would think is cheating, the next person is like, I don't care, like, they're talking with that person, you know?
So cheating
is subjective. I feel like before you say, excuse me, you did this, did you have a conversation about what your boundaries are?
It's true.
Yeah.
But there's those ones aside from boundaries. You can't trip and fall into someone's vagina. You know what I mean? That's cheating.
Hold on.
I just want to reverse to something you said, which was about that with the emotional part, the thing you are being denied, right? It's not that I don't want you to have a friendship, right? It is just that it denies me an opportunity to be that person.
For you. Period.
And that's why I say cheating is subjective, because I might not want to be all the way in there with you. For real. Like, I want you to have a best friend, right? You can discuss those things with your best friend. In fact, they're those ones you go to tell them something, they're like, hey, you don't have a best friend you discuss these things with. They'll just be there. Even the way they receive the news is not the same. You would be like, fuck, let me go tell Julia. But at least the fact that you've come to me, right? And then eventually we'll know, okay, these are not the kind of things us guys talk about, right? But must there be physical? Must I speak about you? No. Your person is in the office, right? And they are genuinely just overtly, like, when they meet somebody, and this is a sign you are on your way to cheat. That you just, you know, that feeling you felt with that person you told us in that episode you met at the club. And then you're just like, oh my God, I want to meet them every day. It's a friendship, right? Now, if you're in a relationship, you have to be conscious about that. You have to be conscious about that.
Okay.
Someone who you're overtly excited about, you want to spend, that could make me feel sometimes.
Right. And you know, yes, I get it. I'm with it, Sheila.
But that's someone will just ask, now this person, Connie, you don't want us to hang out today. Use your fucking emotional intelligence to see that I feel some type of way. This is emotionally.
That's your cue to shut it down.
Yes. That's your cue to even tread carefully. If really this person must be in your life, then bring your person as well to feel comfortable to see, okay, these are just friends, right? But as people who are in, like, marriages and friendships, how hard it is to bring a new friend or a new intimate person, right? Even if it's a colleague at work and say, I made a new best friend. To introduce that into a marriage dynamic could be difficult, because
where are you starting from? You know?
Yeah.
You find babes, men and women in marriages, I find it difficult to have a friend who are in this, the opposite sex, because how am I going to explain this to my person?
Yeah.
But these things can happen. They can happen. I could genuinely just, like someone, I'm like, oh my God, there's this person at the office. You have to meet her. You know?
And you're just like, I don't mind when I'm involved in the meeting and like, you're not just, again, back to being covert. But I had an interesting question. Do you think there are instances where the cheating is justified?
As a former cheater, I can tell you.
Right. And I'll say as someone who stepped out as well, because now if I tap into the psychology where I was at that time, I felt like my partner was like neglecting me.
Yeah.
And
oh shit, I've cheated. I thought I'd never cheated. I've just remembered when you've just said partner's neglecting me. So
I had raised that. I didn't know how to. I had raised the sense of neglect, but maybe I didn't say I want this and that. But I had expressed that I'm feeling, you know, unloved, not feeling sexy, not like I wanted to be wanted and to be desired.
Yeah.
And nothing. It was like I was talking to a dead wall. What is it called? A brick wall.
Yeah.
And for a long time we were in that existence and in that space. And so comes along a certain other guy who it was not like, I think if I was not in that situation, I would never even have looked at them sideways. Mm. But I feel like they were able to enter my world and give me the thing that I was so desperately in need of. And not that I want to justify, you know, stepping out, because I think stepping out is so fucked up. Honestly, like,
why couldn't you break up? And I know that people like to ask that question because you are not married.
Yes.
So why couldn't you just say, I can't do this anymore?
Because I feel like the way he was treating me was not a deal breaker. It was just frustrating.
Right.
It wasn't worth breaking
uprooting
up.
Uprooting everything.
Exactly. And I also didn't have the presence of mind to think I am now intentionally going to hook up with this person because I am not being neglected. It was just very much like spur of the moment. You know, the person said the right things and I was just like, it happened so, like, it's like I was in a haze.
Mm.
And
it was a one-off. It wasn't like a build-up of a...
So it was a build-up in terms of, I was excited to see this person. It was someone I was working with at the
you
time.
See?
So you are right. That thing fulfilling. In fact, when you talked about it, I was like, oh, that's where that shit began. That excitement of seeing them.
Yeah.
And so...
And we all have that.
We all have that.
We all have somebody who gives us a little bit of a... and it's our job to shut that shit down.
So I definitely didn't shut it down because I think I was craving that thing for so long that I completely lost sight of my own boundaries. And so I don't want to say that it was justified, but I don't give myself such a hard time about it because I know where I was at emotionally. I did the best that I could with what I was dealing with.
Mm.
Me and that person, we solved those issues. Like we've spoken, there's forgiveness. But I feel like certain situations, not that it's justified, but there's it's like, anyway, I see how you ended up there. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know about justification. Mm. I could go back to the topic, which is psychology of a cheater. And with just what you said, there's so much to unpack in terms of the psychology. If you're wondering if your person is cheating on you, just look at what she said. She felt like she wasn't getting the attention in the relationship, right? So even before a cheater steps out, I said, for me, I would feel like I'm being gaslit, right?
Mm.
And the moment I feel like I'm gaslit, to be honest, it's not gaslighting is equals to ngoja uone. No.
Yeah.
It wasn't none of that. It was just, you're walking around with this unfulfillment, right? Inside you. And then, there comes somebody with a whole plate of fulfillment,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna, it's like hunger. You're not, I see someone, you're there, you're hungry, you're like, guys, I've not eaten. And then somebody's passing with a plate of sausages. Will you have some hors d'oeuvres? No, I'm on a diet. Bitch, I'm eating hors d'oeuvres, I'm eating the ostrich, and I'm eating the hen. I'm eating everything. You know what I mean? So maybe that is opening Anini into the psychology of a cheater. But there are different kinds of cheaters.
When you cheated, have you only cheated only because you felt like you're being gaslit? Has there been times where you just cheated because you were bored or something?
Just like horny and...
Or just horny.
Even that, the fact that you're cheating because you're horny, it means you're not completely being satisfied.
Yeah.
So that's why I use the Nini of hunger, Right? You know, the reason like I ask that, the reason I ask that, and because the other reasons, like, okay, my emotional needs are not being met, mm-hmm. or I'm suspecting that there's something else going on with my partner on your end, Sheila's end. This other type, this other thing of just cheating because is because, you know, there's maybe you're just bored.
That's something I want to question.
Yes, but the reason I'm saying this is because maybe it's not because your partner has not given you this, therefore you look for this elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Is it maybe an opportunity to question the structure of relationships or monogamy? Because maybe somebody is not cheating, not because their partner is not meeting their emotional needs. What I'm saying is, can you be in a relationship where everything is going well, but you still have a desire to have sexual intimacy outside?
I feel so. I feel 100%.
Has that ever happened to you?
Cheating doesn't happen because someone is doing something to you.
Or not
cheating
doing.
Is something because is happening because there's something you're lacking. You as an individual, it's got nothing to do with your partner, right? You, everything that you do starts with you, right? So for example, I feel, you know, I just feel like I just want to change babes like underwears, right?
It gives like a sense of
this guy clearly has some issues that no amount of partners can fulfill.
And no perfect partner
exactly
can make you
settle. He doesn't
down.
Even know what the fuck he wants. He's just passing through them. And then after a while, you start finding this guy has settled with some one random babe. He'll be all, this guy has been engaged for like 8 years, right? But then he break up. 2 months later, he's married. What was going on, right? So as I feel like our bodies, us as human beings, we do stuff based off of something, but not that it just something happens because I just love to cheat. Oh, this babe was hot, so I went for her. That is a form of self, not having self-constraint.
Yeah.
And you made a promise here, and then you've just found that your opportunity, like you're pretending Dwayne Wade says, psst. And then you're like, say less.
I'd be like, all right.
You know, because there are those babes, for example, there are those babes who be like, Mr. Easy is in town. I'm going to make myself Miss Easy. Pun intended.
I knew.
Oh my God.
I saw that coming from a mile away.
So those babes, right? Mm-hmm. She could have left her man in the crib. She's going to see that there's the need. Babes, we meet them all the time at the hotels in where the stars are sleeping, right? They've walked out of the room. What that Chile, you think in her mind she's going to be Mr. Easy's girlfriend?
Yeah.
She knows exactly what she's doing. She's going in there to fulfill a specific need. So I don't think cheating, for me, when I did my thing, I realized that this had nothing to do with my partner.
Yeah.
This had nothing to do with them. This was a self, this was me, right? And so when I feel some type of way, in fact, it's not even relationship stuff. Like when I feel some type of way, you know, about my business, you know, I'm just saying,
you get me going mainstream.
Let me go and I want to go flat with someone, you know, because I want to feel powerful.
Mm-hmm. I think what you said, I think for me, what I'm getting, I just went on Google to look at what emotional cheating is described. But I think the biggest takeaway I'm getting from this is, first thing we describe emotional cheating according to the internet, because I think it'll make sense. Emotional infidelity refers to a breach of trust or betrayal within a committed relationship or marriage that involves developing a strong emotional connection with someone outside the relationship. It typically occurs when one partner forms a deep emotional bond, intimacy, or attachment with someone other than their committed partner while still being in a monogamous relationship. So,
so office husbands and wives?
This is my office husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cheating.
No.
Yeah, and I feel like now there's something you said, Sheila, that I'm like, oh my God. Guys, you know, we say things here, but I don't think we really action them. Having a conversation on what is the boundary for you, emotional boundary for you. Mm-hmm. Imagine, guys, you have to bring it up. You have to bring it up. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, in my future relationships, one of the things I'm going to be doing is like every maybe 4 to 5 or 6 months, we have to have a conversation around those important things.
Mm.
Money.
Yeah.
Sex. Mm. How do you want it? When do you want it? Are you satisfied? Do you want to change some, you know, goals? Whatever. I think those things, you have to keep coming back to them, because when you don't, you're always caught like, but this is how we always did things. You know, because people are constantly evolving and growing. True. I didn't even realize that I need to have a conversation until today around, this is a boundary for me, emotional, like connecting with somebody to this extent.
Yeah.
I thought it's like, this is general knowledge. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked you guys individually, do you know what what the definition for of infidelity is for you. Yeah. And if you don't, it has to, you have to have, you have to sit down and think and discuss it and define it with your partner. And some people don't want to do it because they don't want to ruffle feathers, but shock on you then.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the question. Actually, interestingly, there's a day we're out with Sharon.
Yeah.
And then she, her own boundary has now transposed it on me. That
what are you
it
talking
is
about?
A boundary. Uh-huh. Because the person I was with was having a chat with someone.
Oh, right? And then she, oh then she's like, God.
Are you okay with that boundary?
Oh
and for me, okay. I was like, let nigga do what he nigga wants. So, for me, I'm not bothered, right? That's because I know myself.
Look at Sharon.
And remember, this was a boundary for him, right? Because I'm seeing you, I'm seeing you, I'm like, for me, I'm not bothered with such kind of things. But then there'll be somebody else, right?
Who's like,
because I see how
so you are unbothered for real.
Sis, what did I do?
You just actually left, I think.
I was not
left at you because you were angry, but like,
I was
you were
just
comfortable
like,
enough.
I was sitting, I was dancing, I was doing my thing. And at some point, Sharon is like, you should be offended. I'm like, okay, where did they leave that offending
person? Oh, there was no cockroach on her neck.
No, no. None of that is going on. But there's something, just bringing it back to, this is why you have to now come to the question of, would you tell somebody if the person is cheating? Understanding that cheating is
a lot of things.
It's a lot of things to different people.
Would you?
You don't even know.
Would you?
Yeah. Sorry. You don't even know Two-Face and Annie.
Tubaba.
What their dynamic is.
Yeah.
Would you tell your friend if they are being cheated on? One. And two, would you want to know if you are being cheated on? And I think, again, these things, we just say them, you know, we should be asking, you should be having, you should be discussing, even in friendships, you need to know. I need to know. Right now, Sharon, I would not know if so-and-so is cheating if you want to know. I actually don't know.
Yeah, we've never discussed.
Sheila, I don't know.
Never.
And you guys don't know. So for me, first and foremost, you come and tell me. But you first find, you have to know my love language of how to break down stuff to me. Nisiku chape. You know, I might be so angry now. I'm just like, what? What's going on? And then now it's you. I'm promoting the anger. You know, they say don't shoot the messenger. So figure out a nice way to tell me. Don't be like, hey! And then pick up the phone there. At you. Do you know what I'm looking at right now? Oh, abomination. Horror story. No, please don't do that. I don't want to find a way. Take me to Miami somewhere. When I'm just go like, your nigga's cheating, let's go. Find an easy way. Otherwise, keep that shit to yourself. And just know that the moment I find out that you've knew, even if it's 2 seconds and you didn't share with me, and you don't have a good explanation, I'm also
because I didn't have money for Miami.
You're an accomplice.
I don't know. I'm slightly different. Not that I wouldn't. Okay. Not that I wouldn't say.
Yeah, we know. You'd even tell me. You're being. This one is cheap.
No. Because I'm so sensitive about these things. But I assume that if I'm at the point I'm telling you you're being cheated on, I probably know your partner. They know me. Like we are in the same. You know, we're hanging out. Like we're in the same circle of friends. I think what I would do.
Oh, you wouldn't want somebody to just come to you as a woman.
No. That's
a stranger.
No. In fact, let's preface by saying that for me.
Yeah, it's only friends, baby.
Yeah. No. Unless you're, I don't even have close friends. But if I had a close friends, unless you're on that list, please just don't come tell me shit like that because I will not believe you. And don't. You might show me evidence. You might show me the DNA test.
Wait, you're Annie Idibia.
I am Annie. If you're not my friend, I will actually not believe you.
You're Annie Idibia.
I will believe.
Stop talking about my marriage.
I swear to God,
it wasn't she tripped and fell down.
I will not believe.
And somehow
I am that person. I swear to God, I will believe you first before believing you.
Like, this is so good. We had this conversation.
Me too. Because like now, if you guys are listening,
you're Sharon's acquaintance, and you're not in her close friends on Instagram.
Keep it to yourself.
No, tell her friend.
Tell my friend. Yeah, tell.
But you come to me. But please come with proof because me, I'll box you. I'll also box you, like Sheila. Don't come here.
Exactly.
Tell me you're coming to drop a grenade and walk away.
And if you're coming, I think also it's important to note, if you're the person who's cheating with, please come slapping yourself towards me.
That's a whole other thing. But you know what? If now you're in my close friends and you find out this information, no, sorry, if I find out that your person is cheating and we are close friends, I presume I already know your person person knows me, I know instinctively what I'll do is I'll go to your person and tell them, if you don't fucking tell her what you did, I'm gonna tell her.
Fuck.
So I would want them to tell you.
Yeah. But what if, babe?
Then I'm gonna tell you, but I don't think
I think that is the best way.
Of course, because why the hell would he let me tell you first?
Yeah.
Because then he...
You're the messenger, who be short.
Or also, it's at least gives them a chance to...
Fess up.
And that might give you a bit of a saving grace.
You know.
So I would come to your person first and be like, let me tell you, that was not cool. Yeah. I saw everything and I'm gonna tell Jules. I'm gonna tell Combox. Like, I'm going to tell her tomorrow.
Really?
You have 24 hours
to tell
on yourself.
But what if...
Babe, what if...
Listen.
Let me say you something.
Are you saving the cheetah?
No. Let me say you something. Mm-hmm. Me, this is what happened. Ata, I'm shaking. I don't even know.
Cool.
I'm even feeling hot.
Yeah, even me.
No, because I know somebody who is being infidelity-ous. Okay? I don't want to say the words because it's so...
Okay. But you spell infidelity.
Infidelity. They're being infidelity-ed.
Mm-hmm.
As in live, right now.
Yeah, but I can't tell them because I know
what it will do to them.
Both of them. Like for me, my loyalty is with you, Sharon.
The one being cheated on or the one cheating?
Listen, uh-huh. If your boyfriend cheats on you,
yeah,
my loyalty is with you.
Mm.
But if me and your boyfriend are also friends and me and you are friends, one, two, and maybe even the person this guy is cheating on with, I know.
Yes.
And they're also my friend. Are you seeing that dynamic?
I see.
First, sorry. and iwe funzo kwa cheaters. You see how much pain you're putting the people who are now the witnesses who have to carry the secret.
Mm.
And that's why I like Sharon's.
Yeah, tell
mini.
The person.
But I still have a disclaimer. Mm-hmm. So you see, for in that scenario, there's one option. You can return the weight to the cheater, right? I know what you're doing, right? I don't want to carry this weight.
Mm.
So either you do something about it, but I'm going to offload.
Absolutely.
I have to,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then now go to the person and say, I spoke to your person.
Mm-mm-mm.
I gave them enough time
nope.
to do it.
No.
Right, so continue.
I think I'll just die with
it. And I hate people who put people in the center of cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And that is why I struggle with this question. Would you tell your friend or would you, because Sharon, even if I told you.
But I would prefer you tell my boyfriend. Would you want to be told in that situation?
I would like to know.
Mm.
The same way Sheila likes to be told, please know your target audience. Know your recipient. Know how they are and how emotional they get. Me, I am emotional and I will not at all blow up on you, but I'll be like, don't you dare come to me with this information without
half-baked
proof. Mm-hmm. Because now you're going to turn me into a sociopath partner. I will now lose my shit. I'm like, that's why you are chewing this way nowadays. Because now you're there kissing somebody else. Now you think, you know. And now you've put me in a position where I cannot defend myself when I confront my partner about this infidelity. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, and I would feel sorry for the person who has to carry this thing until they get proof. But please, if you're coming to break my home, come with proof.
Which there now brings another element, which is... is cheating a deal breaker?
I think we can end the episode with that.
Because there's a reason I'm asking this. From everything I'm hearing, it's okay, it might be difficult to open up to somebody to let them know. So if you're in a relationship right now, chances are your partner is cheating, chances are one of your friends know or someone you know they know, but they can't open up to you because you're hearing the dynamic. Over the years, this is just normal. We don't know how you're gonna react to it.
Right.
So clearly, what I would suggest is that there is room when you're having a relationship to create a room with your friend that in the event, right?
Mm.
In the event this happens, I'd love for you guys to communicate with me like this, right? You have that conversation. Make sure you have that friend who your friends know. In the event, this is the person you come to. And if she comes to me, I know that we've already, you know, like the clearing.
Yeah.
Because it's, why am I saying this? The reality is you are going to be cheated on at one point or you're going to cheat.
Really?
Now, maybe the question you need to ask yourself is cheating a deal breaker?
I think so.
And maybe if the answer is no, you're not the person to tell that you're being cheated on.
Right.
So for me, the answer is no. I think for me, the deal breaker is serial cheating. And I cap serial at twice.
Wow. So your person has like two chances.
No, but that's the thing. They have one chance. It's more like, and I'm talking about a long-term relationship. Not a guy I met and we're a year in. It's more like, have we built a life together? Are we planning to build more of our life together? I can find a way to try and understand how this happened to us. Because I think, I just feel like one time for me, I need more to know that our home is broken and it's over. I don't think one time, I mean, I don't know. I just, it's not happened. And maybe I'm just talking like this because it's in theory. Mm-hmm. But I do believe in forgiveness. I don't know. I just feel
I hope your boyfriend is not hearing this.
This sounds so crazy.
I know what you're saying, Sharon.
It needs to mean our home is broken.
Mm.
Not that someone made a mistake.
Yeah.
Like making a mistake, we all make mistakes. Maybe I'll make a mistake that might not be cheating. It might be something else. And I would hope that we can fight for what we have. Of course, with very, very strong therapy and indication and communicate. Like we'd have to do a lot. It would completely throw us off. So it's not ideal. And I'm not encouraging it. But I'm just saying, for me, one time mistake is not grounds for a deal breaker if we've built our relationship for a long time.
I personally don't know if I can forgive cheating.
But it's not like cheating. Okay, so you get what I mean? Like sometimes
I'm no past. There's no whole past. There's no
not a hope. But
especially,
like,
especially if, I don't know about
if someone
physical,
has made a mistake. How can you share a mistake? I can hear you. No, but it's like I'm sure they don't just cheat because they've just seen a vagina.
Sure.
And there they are.
Missy,
like,
I've had you and I've accepted your weird thinking. So you allow me to have my weird thinking as well.
Fair enough.
I feel like physical. I don't know, like it's so difficult, right? Especially, I think it depends on the person, right? Because there are those physical, I'm telling you, even if you're just even pointing at somebody, I'm like, can you point out with that finger? You know?
This finger is mine. That's the finger you touch me, and then you're pointing at somebody.
But then,
this sounds like a cockroach situation.
There are those ones, emotional. Ooh. Like there are those ones who you can even form a new friendship right in front of me. I'm not. I'm unfazed.
Can't be bothered.
I'm like, in fact, where is your friends? You call, they go and hang out.
But there's some. Just like
I have so much fun with you. You're not having fun with anybody else.
But
do you understand me?
Yeah.
Like I am now your best friend.
Yeah.
Go and dump all your friends.
That's me right now.
So that's what I'm saying. For me, I feel the deal breaker will be the person.
Yes.
Because your personality will be able to tell me whether physical is something important or emotional is something important. But financial, fuck out of here. There's no mistake like that.
Really?
How are you going to fucking take a loan under my name? What kind of fucking mistake is that? My finger fell on the form, I feel it. Bruh.
Yeah.
I'm like, refused.
For me, I think forgiving cheating, it sounds theoretically possible. I'm actually not trying to be funny. I'm like, when Sharon is your speech,
it sounds theoretically possible.
But I can, there's a part of me that would completely understand how cheating is not the end of a relationship. I've said it before on previous, in other platforms where I'm like, I don't think cheating is the end of every relationship. But let me tell you, Maina, when I will be cheated on,
That you will find out.
What did you say?
That you will find out about.
Yes, that I will find out about. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Sheila.
I was like,
Unani stress. Unani trigger. The thing is, I've forgiven cheating before.
Okay.
In a previous relationship. And that was the beginning of the end of the relationship. We broke up like a year and a half, almost two, after the fact, after the infidelity. But I became a pick me. Why did you cheat? I've forgiven you, but now I'm now constantly in a state of pick me, pick me.
I always tell people, if you cheat, don't go back.
And the thing is, knowing how my mind works, it would always be at the back of my mind. Is it because I look like this?
Yeah.
Is it because she does this? Is it because da-da-da-da-da-da? You know what I mean? And that is because I am a monogamous person. I don't know how open I am to open relationships because I have not reached a stage in a relationship where I want to open it. Although I would be explore the idea maybe 20 years into a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
We've maxed out.
Yeah. So because of my past and having been cheated on, theoretically, I don't think infidelity or cheating is the end of every relationship. I don't think so. But knowing me, do I have the tools to successfully do the work that needs to be done after cheating and come out on the other side like Beyonce and Jay-Z? I don't know because I don't have $1 billion to my name. Like, you know, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm taking you. It's gonna be hard. I know I'll probably forgive at first. I'm like, we need to figure out why, because it's not just I found out umeshikwa and now you've said sorry and now we just move on. I need to understand what the fuck got you here. What the fuck? And am I willing trying to, do I have the emotional bandwidth, capacity and intelligence to get out on the other side of this and still be a Julia who loves myself,
right,
or I'll be now seconding my worth as your woman? Chances are I will have to also fuck somebody else or be in a relationship with somebody else to come back to you. I'll have to balance the boat. Let me just say that. We're not going to sit on this side of the boat. You have somebody on your end and me, I'm alone on this boat. Let me also get somebody. Then we throw them both off at the same time. We balance the boat. And that brings us to the end of this episode. I think cheating is a very, very subjective conversation. It depends on, like Sheila said, for me, it depends on the relationship. I agreed so much. It depends on the relationship, depends on the person, depends on the relationship and the person. It also depends on your ideas around monogamy and relationship. Like for me, I feel like Idibia's wife has really tied her identity to that guy, and she cannot see herself surviving
without him.
To be still, she loves to be known as Mrs. So and so. It also depends on the society's views on cheating. There are some places you go to and they're like, just forgive him, you know, people fuck up. And there's some people who are like, no, is against. Some people will say you have to forgive because God hates divorce. And some people will come and tell you, no one kujikaza, kuvumilia. You see, so it depends on so many things. I would be very eager to hear what our followers and listeners have to say around this conversation. You can leave us a comment in this episode on Spotify. I know we have an option now for people to leave comments directly on Spotify, where you can get, where you're probably listening to this podcast, wherever you're listening to it from. If you're not on Spotify, please go over to our Instagram page at It's Related, I promise. And under the promo of this particular episode, you can leave us your feedback. We'll be more than happy to come and rediscuss this, because I think this is an unending conversation. Or if you're really, really feeling pushed, you have to say this, you can't type it, leave us a voice note via our DM on our Instagram at It's Related, I promise. Thank you guys so much for being here. And if you've made it this far into the episode, we fucks with you. Follow, share, we gotta grow. And as always, remember, it's related, I promise.
Mister, don't treat me so. Hi guys, let me just start off by saying I love you guys. And on this particular podcast about family dynamics, love the topic, love that discussion. And one thing that I can say that is positive from my family dynamic is unconditional love, like Sheila said it. I have gotten to experience that, and I'm glad. I can say for a fact that my parents got my back 24/7, and I have not lingered for 1 minute in my whole life just trying to find love from people or seeking love. It's because of the love that I've been shown back at home, and I really appreciate that, because I see people struggling with that, trying just to find love and trying to be appreciated and seeking approval. So yeah, that is one definitely a positive thing that I have gotten to experience with my family dynamic. Thank you. I don't love you anymore.